Collins and Councilmember Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. The presentation I had planned for this evening will not take place. We will do it at the meeting in December. This is a presentation to Tanisha Merced. There was death in her family, so she's unable to be here tonight.
Thank you, Councilmember Hollins. Councilmember Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just procedurally, I did have a conversation earlier today that General Manager Eileen Fogarty will not be able to join us tonight, and they had scheduled Jim Smith to come in, but Jim also, due to a personal issue, was not able to make it, so they did send in their place Steve Fox, just in case we will need him.
Thank you, Councilmember Tackett. Also, due to Councilmember Bell's absence, I will manage Ordinance 13-083 and Ordinance 13-065 on his behalf. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 13-090, amend the FY 2014 approved operating budget, increase the appropriation to the Department of Public Safety, Division of Emergency Medical Services by $198,975 and increase the authorized position count by 7 positions for the 2014 paramedic class. Ordinance 13-091, amend the pay plan rates of pay for classified service employees, sworn deputy sheriffs represented by the Fraternal Order of Police, FOP Lodge number 5. Ordinance 13-092, amend the grants budget to appropriate federal funding in the amount of $17,509,469 to the Section 8 Housing Choice Vouchers calendar year 2014 grant. Ordinance 13-093, amend the annual operating budget to reduce the Department of Community Services FY 2014 approved operating budget by $64,800 to provide funding toward the Summer Recreation Camps grant. Ordinance 13-094, amend the grants budget to appropriate federal funding of $45,000. Newcastle County funding of $64,800 and program income of $128,500 to the Summer Recreation Camps grant. Ordinance 13-095 to abate penalty on 105 Fox Lane, tax parcel number 06106-00382. Ordinance 13-096, amend the FY 2014 approved operating budget. Increase the FY 2014 appropriation to the Department of Special Services by $580,407 to provide funding for the employee salaries and benefit costs. Ordinance 13-097 to revise Chapter 40 of the Newcastle County Code, also known as Unified Development Code, UDC, Article 22, Drainage Utility Septic Systems, Parking, Loading, and Lighting regarding on-site wastewater treatment septic systems. Ordinance 13-098, amend the capital budget, appropriate $10,000 of state funds to the Claymont Library Project. Ordinance 13-099 to abate penalty on 502 Apple, tax parcel number 18-031-00157. Ordinance 13-100 to abate tax penalties on tax parcel numbers 26020200010, 08044-10392, 08030000063, 08044-20026, 08044-10390, 08044-10389, 08030000031, 26020214-1312, and 11, owned by Gilpin, Dan Trump, and Montgomery, Inc.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We now have reports from select and special committees. We'll start with the Finance Committee, Councilmember Smiley.
President, Finance met at 1:33 this afternoon, the 8th floor conference room. We discussed issues on this evening's agenda. We had a presentation on investments. We will do the checkbook presentation on the 10th of December at the Finance Committee, and we approved a couple of grants.
Thank you, Councilmember Smiley. Community Service, Council Pro Tem Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. This afternoon, the Community Services Committee met supposedly at 3. We got about 20 minutes late start. We started around 3:25. We discussed the Section 8 Housing Choice Voucher Program. There was a presentation regarding the housing program. We also discussed the 2015 Community Development Block Grant Funding, the Home Funds, as well as the Emergency Shelter Grants. And I will just remind members of County Council that the 20th of December is the drop-dead deadline for applications from community groups that may be interested in participating in the CDBG funding from Newcastle County. That's at 4 o'clock on December the 20th. We also discuss two of the items that appears on tonight's agenda.
Thank you, Councilmember Hollins. Councilmember Tackett, land use.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tuesday, November 19th, 3 o'clock, we met for the Land Use Committee meeting. We discussed the plan for Councilman Bell and Langolin, and also myself and Co-Chair Retta discussed a ordinance that will reappropriate $200,000 back to the Property Maintenance Revolving Fund that we'll be hearing both applications tonight.
Thank you, Councilmember Tackett. Executive Committee, we convened this afternoon around 4:30, and we welcome and heard a statement from the Chief of Administrative Services, Tony Gardner, for him to be approved tonight, and we discussed legislation that will also be addressed tonight. Moving on to consent calendar. Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Can I announce the Economic Development Subcommittee?
I'm sorry, Councilmember Economics.
On November 19th, we held an Economic Development Subcommittee meeting. We had a discussion with Marcus Henry, Head of Economic Development for Newcastle County, about the rollout of the proposed study. And we also had a presentation from the fast food industry in relationship to minimum wage.
Thank you, Councilmember Kilpatrick. Did I miss any other committees? Seeing none, we move on now to the consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by a simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection, and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such, published in the newspaper, and are available in the back of this room. Is there anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The ayes have it. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 13251, honoring the life and legacy of Alan C. Bloom. Resolution 13252, honoring the life and legacy of Donald Criscolo. Resolution 13253, honoring the life of Andrew Culver. Resolution 13254, honoring the life of Dr. Scott A. Mackler. Resolution 255, congratulating Dr. Irwin A. Pearl on the occasion of his 100th birthday. Resolution 13256, honoring the designation of Tanisha Merced as a distinguished young lawyer by the Delaware Bar Association.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
The consent calendar has been passed. We'll now have presentations. Any member of council wish to make a presentation? Councilmember Weiner?
Yes, Mr. President, I'd like to make a presentation.
Yes.
Mr. President, members of council, I'd like to invite Laurie Blum and her two children and son-in-law to join me. Mr. President, members of council, members of public, I'd just like to take a few minutes to identify the team of first responders who answered the call for service for Alan Blum. I'd like to thank Newcastle County Police Officer Senior Corporal Michael Justison, Senior Corporal La Vincent Harris, Officer First Class Ryan Marley, Officer First Class Scott Pastorzak, Officer Stephen Jenkins, Talaville Fire Company Emergency Medical Technician Chris Bonzel, and Talaville Fire Company Emergency Medical Technician Kyle Rice. I'm sure there are times, maybe more than I'd like to think, when policemen and EMTs are not thanked properly, but pleased to have an opportunity to do it once more. Newcastle County is proud of this team of first responders. And my childhood friend, Alan Blum, died tragically way too young, along with my other childhood friend, who was his loving wife, Laurie, who's here with her her son, daughter, son-in-law, and in the can, come forward, is the grandson who will be, Joey the Fourth, will be joining us shortly. So I'd just like to say, for those of us that knew Alan Blum, he was a graduate of Brandywine High School, class 72, right? Mount Pleasant, excuse me. And my class, and he enjoyed a couple years of retirement, too short. He had a long career operating. Many of you may know the small company Take a Break. Customers and employees all very enjoyed very much. He's going to be dearly missed, and he died suddenly in his home October 10th. Our first responders came and did a great job. And we have here his loving wife, Laurie Nitel Blum, and daughter Jessica Golden, son John Blum, and brother Harry Blum, who's not here, but he's here in spirit. And so with that, let's just step forward so that we can do a photo out in front of the council president. Mr. President, since you're our councilman as well, if you would join us as well. Thank you.
Thank you. And Laurie would just like to say a few words of thanks to our Taliesin Fire Company and to our first responders.
On behalf of my husband, Alan, my children, Jessica, John, and Joe, we thank you, and especially Councilman Bob Weiner, my old friend, for honoring Alan in this way. Alan and the Blum family operated a business called Take a Break in Newcastle County for 43 years, and we were very proud to provide coffee vending and food services to most of the businesses and organizations in the county. Being born and raised in North Wilmington, he and I knew we were fortunate to live, work, and raise our family here. I would like to take a minute to thank the and recognize the wonderful EMTs and policemen and women who responded upon Alan's death in our home in Chalfont on October 10th. Over the years, we have supported both the Taliesin Fire Company and many of the police organizations, but it is in a time of need when you really appreciate the service. The efficiency and prompt response to my 911 call and the kindness and sensitivity that each responder showed me is most appreciated. I am thankful for their efforts and for their dedication to their roles. I know that Bob's aide, Lewis Hinkle, has also gone the extra step to provide personalized commendations. Again, thank you for the recognition.
Yes, I'm finished, and thank you. We're sending out a special commendation to each of the emergency workers and Taliesin folks who I neglected to call up for the photo, but we hope the little token of gratitude will just begin to show how much we appreciate them.
Thank you. Are they here?
Yeah, could we ask them to stand?
Please stand. Let's give them a big hand. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar. Other resolutions are 13-257. Best, please read.
Second.
Resolution 13-257. Consenting to the appointment of Tony Gardner for the position of Chief of Administrative Services.
I move that all 13-257 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
For title, do we have any comments or questions regarding this? Comments? comments from the floor? Seeing none, the floor is now closed. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Stiller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll card reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R13-257 is approved. Mr. Gardner, would you stand, please? Let's welcome him. Thank you, sir. Look forward to working with you. Thank you.
Thought he would be taller.
R13-258.
Yeah, Mr. President, I would like resolution 13-258 be read in by title only.
Second.
Resolution 13-258, supporting the construction of a 1.2,900,000 square foot data center complex at the University of Delaware Science and Technology Advanced Learning Campus.
Mr. Shelton.
Yes, Mr. President, I would like resolution 13-258 to be placed on the table.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, Stable. Thank you, Councilman Shelton. 13-259. I move that R13-259 be read by title only and placed before Council's consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 13-259 authorizes the Executive to sign a collective bargaining agreement with the sworn deputy sheriffs represented by Fraternal Order of Police Lodge Number 5.
Per title, Council, do you have any comments or questions? Public, do you have any comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll for reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R13-259 is approved. R13-260. Mr. Smiley?
Yes, Mr. President. Requested R13-260 be read by title only and placed before Council.
Second.
Resolution 13-260 authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract to Cosdale Corporation for computer technology consultant for migration of performance series for the Office of Technology totaling $12,600.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes, Mr. President. Basically, this is to contract for services to transition our aging computer systems into a new software program for more efficiency.
Thank you, Councilman. Any comments, discussion, questions from Council? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll card reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R13-260 is approved. R13-261, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request that R13-261 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 13-261, approving the refund of real estate transfer taxes.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, what this does, and this is a new one on us, we discussed it in depth. In brief, we realized that law provides that if someone buys a piece of property and submits their plans to build a home at the same time, then they're paying transfer tax on the property and they're paying tax on the permits and fees and everything for the structure. And we now find that under current state law, if they fail to move forward with said construction within a year after the date of the transfer to the grantee, then they're entitled to that portion of transfer tax back. So this follows state law, and Council will be visiting this and discussing a path forward to possibly amend state law.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Mr. Cartier and Mr. Weiner.
Yes, just following on Councilman Smiley's comments, and apparently the state of Delaware has already refunded that portion of the transfer tax that is due because of the failure to construct that building, correct?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Cartier. Mr. Weiner?
Yes, I just want to note for the record, as stated by Mr. Smiley, we're going to be tasking our policy director to frame this issue in a way that we can have a positive discussion before Council at an upcoming meeting concerning the pros and cons of the one-year review period. It may be perhaps better served by all to have a longer period.
Any other comments or questions? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock?
No.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll car bills, 11 yes, 1 no, 1 absent.
R13-261 is approved.
Welcome to my world, Mr. President.
You're welcome, Mr. Street. R13-262, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request R13-262 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second. Resolution 13-262 approving the refund of taxes paid in error.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, this, I want to clarify that this is not the person that does my taxes, but this company inadvertently had a duplication of taxes paid in the amount of $206,768.20, and unfortunately, we are not legally allowed to play finders keepers, so we have to give it back.
Comments or questions? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll car reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R13-262 is approved. R13-263. Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request that R13-263 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 13-263, approving the refund of taxes.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, we discussed this in depth upstairs as well. However, I have been asked to place some detailed information into the record, so I will proceed to do that.
Yes.
Clarifying for the record, the gist of this is there was a complaint filed that a building had been mismeasured. Back in the, I believe it was the 80s, a building was built. It was measured. It was assessed based on that measurement. The building then changed hands in 2001. And then in late 2011 or 2012, the new owner realized that the square footage was off. Thereby, and what this does is they're requesting, at the time it was realized it was off, they came forward, assessment, did a remeasure, and because it was a mismeasurement, although it was out of time to appeal the assessment, because it was the result of a mismeasurement, the assessment was corrected on the record going forward. So, and now this request that this resolution requests that the individual receive all arrears, which would be $6,021.21. Now, to place into the record, state code provides under 8604A1B, the tax collecting authority of each county is authorized to remove from the tax roll the amount of any taxes assessed against real estate that do not constitute a lien against such real estate pursuant to 8705 of this title. C. The tax collecting authority of each county upon being authorized by ordinance adopted by county council or levy court may allow an abatement of or discount upon any tax or penalty or late payment exclusive of school taxes required to be collected by them. Clarify. Pay attention. We're talking all through this. It states the relevance is to tax. We don't need that part. Just bear with me, please. All tax liens assessed against real estate by Newcastle County shall continue a lien against such real estate for 10 years from July 1 of the year for which the taxes were levied, but if the real estate remains the property of the person who was the owner at the time it was assessed, then the lien shall continue unless the tax is collected. following under state law. State law provides, if any taxable fails or neglects to perfect his or her appeal to the Board of Assessment Review of Newcastle County, it lists the other counties. Now, for those that aren't familiar, as I was not until I got involved with council, basically what this means is, if you're the party that owns the property, and so you're the one paying the taxes, and the taxes are assessed to you, and you fail to request a review of the assessment for that given year, then you're liable for the tax for such year as shown by the assessment list. So the property owner here, according to state law, was required to pay. Now, question's been brought up about county law. Now, county law gives this council some latitude in abating penalties and taxes. And I just want to stick with it that it does say taxes. The state law says that if you don't pay it, if you don't appeal in time, then you have to pay it for that. In this case, when it was brought forward, the record was changed. Now, under the county code, now we're moving to the county code, each board of assessment or department of finance or department of land use shall revise all valuations and assessments of assessable property in their counties and lower or increase the assessments and valuations. The authority is to the board of assessment. Each Board of Assessment or Department of Finance or Department of Land Use may correct errors in the assessment list at any time. Again, that power is to the Board of Assessment. Revisions and corrections shall be subject to the notice of requirements of this chapter when they result in an increased valuation. And this situation resulted in a decrease in the valuation. Under County Code 83.6, now bear in mind, state code says if you haven't appealed in time, you pay it. Assessment list not to be altered by county governing body. The county governing body shall have no jurisdiction over or supervision over the assessment list, nor shall it have power to change, alter, or amend the same. The county governing body shall make no allowance to any person or corporation for or on account of an error in the assessment list or excessive assessment. But the assessment list, as they shall be certified by the Board of Assessment of the counties, shall be deemed to be correct by the county governing body and shall be considered by it as final and conclusive. So, differentiation, terms, whatever. It says we have a right basically to make adjustment for taxes. It doesn't use the word assessment. This part of the code and the other clearly defines and states quickly and solely to the terms of the assessment that this council does not have that authority. So,
thank you, Mr. Smiley. Councilmember Street.
Mr. President, I'm sorry I missed the finance meeting, but the argument is made. We went
through state law, by way of county law, through the Board of Adjustment, came back to county code.
Council member, would you turn your mic on, please?
I think Mike Brown's pulled up like you did
this chair.
Thank you.
I have another chair. This chair's too big for me.
Proceed, Mr. Street.
At any rate, what is within the law, consistent with what we have done here tonight, the resolution is crystal clear, approving the refund of taxes. That's well within our jurisdiction of the law. And, you know, we've Councilman Smiley talked about at least three sections, and I respectfully represent to you, one is hyper-technical, two is argumentative, and three, probably there would be great debate in court. The fact of the matter is, it was an error. the administration, the finance department has agreed that it was improperly assessed, and I don't know how we justify keeping somebody's money when we know full well that the taxes were paid in error. It was not assessed properly. That's not the owner's fault. And to expect an owner to be able to know the codes that Councilman Smiley just went through, and went through the Board of Adjustment, our code, the state code, and expect a layperson, the owner, to know that. I know folks will say ignorance of the law is no excuse. By the same token, taking somebody's money when we shouldn't have it, and it's not that person's fault, it's our fault. We have to be responsible for our own error and endure the consequences. So it's an issue of fundamental fairness in terms of, we know that the property was not properly assessed. It was an error on our part, and in my opinion, the money should be refunded.
Thank you, Councilmember Street. Any other comments or questions from council? Councilmember Ryder?
Yes, I really benefited from the discussion we had upstairs, I appreciate Council Doolin's research, which established that the CFO and the law department's required to opine officially on how the criteria apply to before we grant abatement, so as to avoid constitutional equal protection claims against Newcastle County. And it's a shame that we have to vote for this resolution. It's not final, but if it's not being tabled, I'm going to have to vote no, and I would encourage the applicant to come forward again and meet the criteria of getting an official CFO and law department opinion.
Councilmember Holland.
Thank you, Mr. President. I had asked council to council to do research this afternoon because it was rather conflicting with the testimony at the meeting, and she attempted to do that, but after the meeting we did have another conversation, and it's still not clear. What council to council revealed to me is that once you get into Title IX on this particular issue, there's conflicting codes, and I think it would serve all of us, and as well as the applicant, if we were to take the time to get it right. I mean, this is the first time I've seen such an incidence, but it may not be the last, and I think that's where Councilman Weiner's equal protection comes in. If we just go forward and realizing, knowingly or not knowingly, what the law is, I just don't think that's wise. I think we should know what the law really says, and the law is conflicting according to what we heard and according to the conversation I had with council to council after the formal meeting that we had this afternoon.
Thank you, Councilmember Hollins. Any other comments? Councilmember Street.
Well, if there is a conflict in the law, conflict of opinions, you're going to keep on having that conflict. And in my opinion, when in doubt, deference should be given to the person who didn't make the mistake. And second, most importantly, I mean, it's $6,000 for us and whatever it may be if the effort is made to get the school tax back. Well, if there's a conflict in the law, if put to test, we're going to spend more than $6,000 defending it.
Counsel to counsel, Ms. Doolin, and Councilman Weiner.
Yes, Mr. President. This is my time. Carol Doolin, council to council. This is just to clarify that we had a rather confusing discussion.
Turn the mic on, Carol. Council, please turn your mic on.
Carol Doolin, council to council. This is to clarify that we had a rather confusing conversation this afternoon because we were talking about two different items. One was abatement of penalties and one was the refund of taxes. I have done extensive research on the abatement of penalties, which was distributed to all members of council. The issue of the refund of taxes came up this afternoon. Council President Pro Tem Hollins is correct that I did go and research Title IX and the county code, and that they are seemingly conflicting, but just as I did with the abatement and penalties, I would have to go back through a series of years to see when the county law was passed, when the state laws were passed, to what they are applicable, if they are applicable to different things. I am not ready to render that opinion at this time. Again, this came up this afternoon, and I would prefer, I would be more comfortable with more time. Also, this particular ordinance purports to refund taxes and to abate penalties, which is not in the title of the ordinance, so a penalties could not be abated in any event. That is something I had noted on the markup of the ordinance. So I would respectfully suggest that just a little bit of time with the tabling would be very helpful.
Councilmember Weiner, then Councilmember Smiley.
Thank you. I concur with Councilman Hollins' remarks. I'd feel more comfortable if it were tabled. But just to address my esteemed member of Councilman Street, it may be $6,000 now. It may be $6 million the next time. And the Equal Protection Clause and the potential damage that we do through setting a precedent without giving Carol Doolin time to research it is very frightening.
Thank you, Councilmember. Councilmember Smiley and Councilmember Cartier.
I'll defer to Councilmember Cartier.
Councilmember Cartier.
I came into this meeting having one idea of how I would vote on this particular resolution. I got to tell you that this exchange that has occurred has definitely tipped me into a very ambiguous state of mind, and I think we should give deference to our council attorney to do further research so that we, in fact, can make a very informed vote on this very important matter, and I would urge the sponsor to table this this evening.
Councilmember Street.
If we're going to use the Equal Protection Clause, you know, here again, it depends on one's interpretation of equal protection. And certainly, we have a responsibility to make sure that the taxpayer is equally protected.
Thank you. Councilmember Smiley.
I want to clarify something here. In my mind, and I'm not an attorney, Lord knows that, although I have been successful in keeping myself out of jail through several careers, we're talking about an abatement of taxes, just so we know, back to 2001. I see nothing to prevent, if this is approved, from the previous owner who had it built in 1981 from not stepping up and making a claim for that 20 years of arrearages on both the county and the school district. And if it was me, I'd also be looking for the interest. So this is what I said when it first came over from the administration. It's a Pandora's box. Now, I have no problem with this council doing their due diligence. I believe I've done mine. I do have some question, and let's get it on the record right now in case it wasn't clear enough in finance, since some council members, you know, weren't able to make it because they had other meetings. I do have somewhat of an issue with the fact that this came over from the administration, and when questioned about an opinion from the administration for the first time in my short nine years here, the only thing the council could get was to be quoted what our duties are. We know what our duties are. As co-chair of finance, I think, as every council member does, I have a fiscal responsibility. I am worried about this Pandora's box, how far back it goes. But in deference to my fellow council members, I move to table to a later date.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Ayes have it. R13-263 is tabled. Moving on to ordinances, ordinance 13-082. Councilmember Diller.
Yes, I ask that ordinance 13082 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Sorry. Ordinance 13082 to abate penalty on 14 Long Meadow, tax parcel number 18023-00076.
Councilmember Miller.
Yes, as we discussed in the Finance Committee this afternoon, this is a very small abatement and per title, folks.
Comments or questions? Councilmember Smiley.
I don't want to drag this out, but last night was my first community meeting since I did this study on this, or the investigation on this Friday, and I started letting I let them know last night. So for those in the audience here this evening that weren't at finance and may not be aware, having visited the financial institutions, because this is an uptick that we're having here lately, you should be aware, for those of you that still write a check, and I do occasionally, for instance, Artesian Water, you pay that by check. You can't go online or pay by phone without a big fee. But long and short of it is, the financial institutions have determined that people are less likely to make a mistake in the handwritten portion where they write out the amount of the check than the numerical portion. So, and this is what this is about. If you make a mistake, and when you write out, if you're writing out $2,080, but you write out $2,000, but you put $2,080 in the numbers, they're going to cash the check for $2,000, and you're going to be $80 short on paying your bill. So, just, I think we need to let our constituency know, and I go on the record with that now. I just wanted to make that point out there, please.
Thank you, Councilman. That's helpful information. Any other comments or questions? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
No.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 1 no, 1 absent.
Ordinance 13-082 is approved. Ordinance 13-083. I move that this ordinance 13-083 be read by title only and placed before this council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Ordinance 13-083, amend the FY 2014 approved operating budget, revised public safety staffing, add 5 police officer positions to be partially funded through the 2013 community-oriented policing services COPS hiring program.
Per title. Do we have any comments or questions from council? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell? Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cardiac?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Ordinance 13-083 is approved. Ordinance 13-084, Councilmember Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to yield to Councilwoman Diller for 084. I'll take 085.
Councilmember Diller?
Yes, I ask that ordinance number 13084 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 13084, amend the grants budget to appropriate $500,000 in actual $177,280 and anticipated $322,720 program income to the Neighborhood Stabilization Program 2 grant to address housing foreclosures in Newcastle County.
Councilmember Diller?
Yes, just a note of correction that my senior colleague, and I mean that in the kindest possible way, is actually should be listed first since he's the senior member of the senior co-chair.
Yes.
And I'll stop saying the word senior, Councilman Hollins. But we had a good discussion about this upstairs in the community services meeting. This is $500,000 for the Neighborhood Stabilization 2 program. It will provide, beyond the purchase of foreclosures, it provides purchase of vacant, abandoned homes in certain census tracts in order to bring the houses, renovate the houses, and return them to home ownership.
Thank you. comments or questions of council? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Ordinance 13-084 is approved. Ordinance 13-085, Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that ordinance number 13-085 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Ordinance 13-085, amend the grants budget, carry forward federal funding of $1,007,742.92 from the FY 2013 Community Development Block Grant to the FY 2014 Community Development Block Grant and deauthorize $124,119.90 in anticipated program income in the FY 2013 Community Development Block Grant administered by the Department of Community Services.
Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. This ordinance will carry forward the $1,007,742.92 from the fiscal 13 budget to the fiscal 14. This is carry forward money from the federal government. And it would also deauthorize $124,119. In anticipated program income, we overstated what we would get in program income, primarily due to deferred loans to senior citizens. So we're making two adjustments here.
Thank you, Councilman. Any comments or questions from council? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Ordinance 13-085 is approved. Ordinance 13-086, Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. Madam Clerk, would you please read by title and present to council for consideration?
Second.
Ordinance 13-086, amend the grants budget, appropriate $200,000 to the property maintenance revolving fund.
Councilman Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. As per title, this is just replenishing a fund that's is paid for with the collection of the actual fines that are levied that land use collects.
Comments, questions, council, public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock.
Yes.
Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Ordinance 13-086 is approved. Ordinance 13-087. I move that this ordinance 13-087 be read by title only. Placed before this council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 13-087, amend the pay plan rates of pay for classified service professional employees and classified service managers and administrators represented by the Delaware Public Employees Council 81, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, AFSCME, affiliate local 3109.
As per title, any comments or questions from council tonight? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
Ordinance 13-087 is approved. Ordinance 13-088, Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that ordinance 13-088 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 13-088 to abate tax penalty on 33 Lynn Drive, tax parcel number 18003-00076.
Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. President. We talked about this afternoon. This was a check that one of my constituents wrote to pay her taxes. She wrote it on June 26, so well in advance of the deadline. In the numerical line, she placed her $1,330.33. However, when she wrote it, she did not write 1,000 in front of the 333. So she did not get any notification from the county that her check was only being cashed for 330 $1.33 until the second notice came out. And the second notices don't come out until well after the deadline. So she received the second notice in October, which then meant that her taxes were not fully paid and she had a fee based on the unpaid portion. Within a day of getting that second notice, she wrote a check for $1,000, which then was received in a timely fashion. So I'm moving that we abate the tax penalty for this.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Do we have any comments or questions? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
No.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 10 yes. 10 yes, 2 absent, 1 no.
Ordinance 13-088 is approved. Ordinance 13-065, I move that this ordinance 13-065 be read by title only, placed before this council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 13-065, revised previously approved preliminary plan and rezoning for Village of Langolin, Newcastle 100 North West Side River Road, SR9, northeast of Langolin Boulevard.
As per title. Council, you have any comments or questions? Councilmember Cartier.
This does will require a poll or no on the vote?
Yes, it will. This is a poll vote.
Thank you.
Councilmember Retta, you want to add anything?
Just that that this project, when it was presented a while back, is the same as it is right now. So there's no change on it.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other comments or questions? Public comment, seeing none. Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock.
Yes. This ordinance has been properly voted by Land Use and Planning Board, so I'm supporting it based on that.
Mr. Cartier?
I am voting yes based on the positive recommendation of the Department of Land Use and the Planning Board.
Ms. Diller?
I am voting yes based on the recommendations of our Land Use Department and the Planning Board.
Mr. Hollins?
I'm supporting the recommendations from the Department as well as the Planning Board and voting in affirmative.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
I'm voting yes based on the recommendations of the Department of Land Use and the Planning Board.
Mr. Powers?
I am voting yes by the recommendations of the Department of Land Use and the Planning Board.
Mr. Retta?
Voting yes in agreement with Land Use.
Mr. Shelton?
I'm also voting yes based on a positive recommendation from the Planning Board and the Department of Land Use.
Mr. Smiley?
I'm voting yes based on a positive recommendation of the Land Use Department.
Mr. Street?
Yes, based on the recommendation from the Department.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Based upon the affirmative recommendation from the Planning Board and the Land Use Department, I'm voting yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
Ordinance 13-065 is approved. Do we have any items on the J or K or public comment? Any council, you have a public comment? I have one. I want to recognize my esteemed colleague, Reverend Dr. Lawrence Wright, the Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church. Please stand, Pastor. Let's give him a hand, one of our outstanding leaders. I want to recognize you tonight. And also, I'd like to wish all of our council members and those in the public and our aides a very happy and blessed Thanksgiving. Councilmember Powers?
Is this on?
Yes.
This evening, I was at William Penn. FEMA had their new floodplain maps, and their flood rates are going to go up. Now, the major thing that I asked is anybody can be appealed out of it. If they, for the appeal, they'll need a pretty much lines and grades elevation to get the appeal. One of my constituents was there. He said it would probably be $1,100 to get it surveyed. But in my, that's probably what his insurance payment is going to be in 1 year. But part of it, just so you all know, I'm at 80 feet above sea level. I got a letter. A lot. You really got to look at the maps. There were 6,500 letters mailed out. Until you really see where your property is, some are in floodplains. The reason I got it sent is some back in my woods, a quarter of a mile. I own some places that can flood. But if you get any calls, the reason I'm really saying is it was mailed out on Newcastle County letterhead, and it was run by FEMA. But it was on our letterhead. People were there from the county. But I know there were a lot of letters mailed in my district, and I felt it was better just to see what the process will be from FEMA.
Thank you for sharing that, Councilmember Powell. Councilmember Weiner?
Yes, just a brief comment. Been through this with NACO. Of course, we all know about the Loma and Lomar map revision process. We should also be advised that the maps are not necessarily up to date, and digitalized floodplain mapping with more accurate information can provide an opportunity to succeed on a Loma or a Lomar.
That's okay. A lot of them aren't right.
Right.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
All right, so the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.